This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And this is This Morning, without a doubt, Uncensored. I'm John T. Searle, and I am so excited for so many reasons this morning. And the first one is that you are back.
Thank you so much. I thought it's because I have a pussy and a pussy that I'm holding in my hand.
So you have two pussies.
I have two pussies. One I can control. The other one controls me. And for the people that don't know, I suggest to check our Twitter or Instagram to see what the fuck are we talking about. But yes. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, I've missed you enormously. You know, it's just so cool for you to be back here.
You are such a special human soul. Jonty, I missed you. With my life. I really missed you with everything that I am. This place is also like family. Everybody's so sweet and working. And
Friday mornings here are amazing.
Amazing stuff. And now I see that next week it's going to be filmed and things are going to be happening.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing shit.
Absolutely. So, it's so cool.
Welcome.
And I'm also excited because I am going to teach in Cape Town in 2.5 weeks.
Whoop, whoop.
And I have found a pool there to do water flow massage.
That is
the
beyond
first
amazing.
Time in Cape Town ever. So that is so, so exciting. And all that stuff will be up on Facebook and on Eros Life this week. And we'll have the venue for the workshops confirmed. And so.
And they're fans of Cliff Central, which is amazing. And that was like beautiful.
No, it's really, really fantastic.
Awesome stuff.
And then. You know, I've known.
And then she orgasmed. Well, I have to kind of just throw us a year back. And then she orgasmed.
And then we're doing for spring, we're doing first water flow massage in Joburg this week.
That's really cool.
Which is fantastic on Tuesday night. And you know what we have to do for spring, which we haven't done for long? We have to do a nude show.
Yeah, so I'm getting.
So I think we are going to do that because next week we're doing something really amazing and exciting.
Give me a hint.
We are talking to a post-operative transsexual.
Wow.
It's like the culmination of Women's Month.
Amazing.
Which is fantastic. And my friend Dr. Elna Rudolph is going to be here with us. And
that's amazing.
Vanessa from Fetish Haven is going to be here because she does lots of work with trans people.
Amazing.
So that's fantastic. So I think the week after that, we're going to do a nude show.
You know that a relative, like a cousin of mine, she had her surgery in Thailand.
Yeah.
And now she's getting married with her girlfriend.
Okay.
And I really wanted to meet. And, you know, we haven't seen each other for so many years. And I just spoke to her mother. And it was just such a liberation to see. They went through really tough 4 years since, you know, in the beginning there was a lot of rage. And, you know, Jewel was really angry. And she was in such, you know, her family and especially her work. You know, they said, don't worry, we're going to support you. And then they disappeared. And the whole transition and everything. And I'm going to get to her. I'm going to have a heart to heart because I just wanted to tell her I adore her. And I just amazed with her brave to be so brave to do this, you know, and to go with your heart, to go really with who you are. That's such a gift. Mm. So, yeah, this is my kind of dream next time I'm in Israel. And, yeah, naked show. Let's do it.
So it's the 31st. So it would be, I think, the 6th. The Friday afterwards.
Yeah, I can check that just
now. So the 6th or the 7th. Anyway, so that Friday, we are going to do a nude show. We are formally announcing it. And anybody who would like to join us.
The 7th.
Yeah. 7th of September. So anybody who would like to join us, whether we're in the studio, whether we're in the garden on the roof.
There are cameras, I'm already telling people.
Or in the parking lot or wherever we are. You are incredibly welcome to...
It's a very liberating experience. It's
Yeah. And so we're going to be talking about body image, about who knows what, because we have these ideas and we start somewhere and who knows where we go these days. And then the next thing I'm so excited about is, and this is something that I've known for a long time, but yeah. I don't know that I've experienced it in to the depth that I have experienced it before. And I was listening to a little talk by Bruce Lipton that I'll try to find, but I don't know if I will. And if I can find it again,
I will put it up
in the resources for this week. And it's being in love. Now, we generally put that in the context of being in love with another person.
Sure.
So there's two aspects of this. There's is the being in love with another person, okay. and there is the being in love with capital L as an energy of life.
I hear you.
And what comes from that is amazing. And that's kind of where we're going to start this morning about women's pleasure. But we have to do something first.
All these buttons.
All these pushing buttons.
Well, we are going to teach people to push buttons today.
We are.
Dirty dictionary word.
Pornocchio. I really like this. I had a real chuckle. Pornocchio. So if you know what Pornocchio is, WhatsApp us on 0797482090. We would love to hear.
It's Trump. He's like, you know, lying all the time, and yeah. he has some deep interest in the porn industry. It's Trump.
Yeah, so let us know if you know what Pornocchio is. Let us know if you are a Pornocchio.
Let us know if you're one.
Absolutely.
If you know one,
and own it with pride.
snitching to John T and me is really okay. It's like going to the, you know, to the priest and kind of like in a confession booth. You can really go all out. It's allowed.
Absolutely.
You can tell us who's your Pornocchio, whatever that is.
So that's fantastic, and we'd love to hear about what you think a Pornocchio is.
It's a man that lies about his sexual abilities.
No, it's not.
I'm like a porn star, baby. I'm going to make you come so hard. Sorry, I just had to go there.
There's a cool little video running around. We'll find it and add it to the resources this week. It's a woman who does captions for the porn movies.
Oh.
It's really funny.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Can that be our funny for the week?
No, we've got another one, but we can use this one.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Dory's got the information.
I'll so start writing all the shit that you say, John. Absolutely. It's too much help.
You know, one of the things that I value so much about you being here,
yeah.
and it's not a small thing, it's a huge thing,
okay.
is that when I'm sitting here talking, I can't do all that stuff that you do at the same time.
Do I do anything other than look at you and with this, you know...
You have no idea how much you bring to this space.
Sweetie. Thank you so much.
And even this week, I got an email from somebody that was incredible about how much they have learned just from the listening to us. And part of that is the openness that you bring
as a
woman who has been on the journey that you've been on.
Thank you so much.
And it's incredible.
It's the second time you're making me teary now.
Lives that we touch with this is amazing. I'm just doing what we do, and it's beautiful.
I want to tell you something before you go ahead. A woman called me yesterday, and I think it's because my number is on the website for some reason. We need to take it off. But the good thing was she said, look, I want a woman to help us, and I know you're working with John. I said, not anymore. I work with him, but I'm not a therapist.
Yeah.
And I said, only John T. And she said, do you recommend anybody in South Africa? I said, Valentina is in Cape Town, and that's the only person I can recommend. And I was in tears. And I realized, and I told York, that this is my passion to bring your, still my passion since 6 years already, to bring your teachings everywhere that I can. Israel to start with, and the whole world.
Well, I'm ready to go to Israel.
I know, and everybody's waiting for you now. So look, it's real. This shit is real. It's such a safe, sacred space for people to open up their marriages, their hearts, their trauma, their pain, their sexual desires. And there's not a lot of people you can trust.
So, yeah.
So thank you for the journey that you do and the vulnerability that you live in and non-compromising it. I know it's very, very difficult.
Thank you.
At times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere else.
Woman's pleasure. Let's not cry anymore.
No,
let's
enough.
Cry from tears.
From tears of orgasms.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go.
Absolutely.
There.
So I want to tell you about the single most important pleasure spot that you have. Now, the G-spot's important,
yeah,
and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
The A-spot's important, and we'll talk about that. The H-spot is important. The P-spot is important. All of them.
All of them are important.
And all the technique is so important, and everything else is so important. The single most important pleasure spot you have is called the
heart.
H-spot, okay, and it's called the heart.
Okay.
And that's it.
The heart.
And if you understand that and you really get that, everything flows from there.
So in the conversation yesterday, this lovely woman said to me, look, I would like him, just my husband, to learn how to touch. And if you have a, you know, a model that you work with, or even on me. And then I said, you know what? And I was connecting so quickly with her. We plunged. And I said, you know what? You can be a master of techniques. Mm. Your husband will learn to touch the A, the U, whatever. He will be a champion of sexual sport athletics. Mm. But if you won't understand that the heart is what really motivates everything, it will be like an extra skill that you have, like running in the morning or going to gym or doing anything with no consciousness. So she got it. I think we had like an understanding why is therapy so important? Why this conscious sexuality space? Why you talk so much about the heart? Because if your husbands or wives or will learn sexual techniques, it can become a robot thing. And that's why any sex toys cannot replace. They can be an amazing tool, but all these 3D, you know, sex toys or whatever, this body virtual reality things, there's still, there's no intention. There's no sacredness. There's no connection.
Mm.
So that's kind of why we are.
Yeah, and I was
on the spot.
I was talking to somebody this week. We were talking about the idea of what is sacred, because I've been thinking a lot about that, about the words that I use in talks in the studio, in workshops, in my practice, and like, what do they actually mean? And we were talking about the word sacred, and we actually came to, when the heart is present and you're conscious, something is sacred.
Okay.
So, sacred sex.
Sacred sex.
Be in your heart, be conscious. And it doesn't matter what you do from there, it's sacred.
Yeah. There's a misconception of like, I don't know, for me, I imagine this tantric, you know, what people think when they hear about tantra in the movies, like all white and rose petals. And it can be that.
Yeah.
It can be that, but it doesn't mean that if you're in that tuning in to sacred energy, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, be this holistic creature.
And listen, the representation of tantric sex, especially in the Western world, is actually like so limited in terms of what the fullness of tantra is. And I think soon it'll be really interesting to talk to some of my friends in America and around the world who are teaching a depth of tantra that makes it such a different experience.
A depth of tantra?
Yeah, it's a very different understanding to, I think, what a lot of people think it is.
Okay.
Anyway, so, heart sex.
That's
the key, be in your heart. So, I want to try and make this a little bit practical.
I would like that.
Because it's all very well to talk about like all the theory of stuff, but let's give people some stuff that will make this a little bit practical.
You know that I want to put it out there that one of our master workshops, I would like to be the model.
Mm-hmm.
I would love, maybe we will record it without all these people here, but I would like to expose myself to do what the other models have been doing here, and to really, because I've been through so much with you, and I'm in such amazing consciousness when when you work with me, and I would like to be like a channel to explain like what am I experiencing, and you know, so if one day you will make time and we can record a session about women's pleasure with practical,
we will do that.
That would be amazing, because there's such depth. Mm. It's an endless journey.
Okay, so here's how you have heart sex.
Okay.
Okay, so step number one, put your own hand on your own heart.
Okay.
Very, very simple. So you put your own hand on your own heart.
Doing it.
And then you breathe deeply. And as you breathe, imagine that the breath, your in-breath, is going into your heart center in the middle of your chest. And as you breathe out, it's going out your heart center.
Okay.
And slowly, slowly, you just deepen your breath. And the deeper that we have been censored.
Oh, Dory. Yeah, all the time when there's important guests, we're like, oh, we can't talk about But it's amazing. Yoni and hearts, yeah.
So the deeper that you breathe, the more you relax. The more you relax, the deeper you breathe. So just keep your hand on your heart center and you breathe deeply.
Cool.
And you'll start to feel everything in your body kind of go a little bit quieter and you go inside. And then you put your right hand on your partner's heart center. And they put their right hand on your heart center. And you put your left hand over theirs. And you just continue that slow, deep breathing. And just imagine, even if it's only in your imagination for now, that the love from your heart is going to their heart. And you're receiving the love from their heart in your heart. And because you're touching, you open this beautiful circle and this beautiful circuit of connection and of heart energy. So one of the principles that I teach with says that if we want to have certain kinds of sexual experiences, we need to do certain energy processes before to get us into that space, into that frequency. So if you think about doing this, it's going to put you in the space that's really gentle, that's really soft, that's really tender. And if you have sex from that space, immediately it's going to be different. And then to make that even deeper, because this is interesting and it's a really big thing, and I actually had a couple of discussions with clients this week about it, is that very often we want to do something sexually different. But we don't know what that is.
Yeah, I also had those.
So we don't know what to do.
Yeah, we want the manual.
Yeah, so a lot of times I'd say, okay, so I want to do something different with you, but I don't know what. So we go back into doing what we know how to do, and we just kind of fall into the pattern of it. So think about the breathing and touching your heart, and when you start having sex, keep your breath focused on your heart.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what position you're in. Do the movements that you're doing. Carry on doing whatever it is that you're going to do sexually.
Mm-hmm.
But keep your breath on your heart. That's all.
It's kind of a link between the different elements in you.
Yeah, so you're just breathing. You're with your partner. You're inside of her. She's on top of you. Doesn't matter what you're doing. And just keep your focus on breathing in and out of your heart.
What is this too, John? Like really, is it keeping you conscious? Is it
okay? So it's doing a whole lot of stuff. The first thing is it's keeping you more present.
Okay.
So what happens during sex for a lot of people is that they go into their mind and they go into their fantasies, because that's kind of the default setting. Okay. So you think about whatever porn you were looking at today, and you think about work, and you think about shopping, and you think about all sorts of things, and you come back to being with your partner, and then you go back into your fantasy. So breath keeps us more present. That's the first thing it does. Second thing is when you are doing this, you are breathing much deeper, and because you're breathing deeper, your body is more relaxed. Now this is so important, because for a lot of people sex is a contractive experience. So think about it. As you get close to orgasm,
you just tighten everything,
muscles get tighter, breathing gets quick, and that contraction contracts your energy and sensation. What does that mean? When all of the sensation is being generated in your pelvis, in your genitals. When you're contracted, that can't move. It stays there. So as soon as you relax, it spreads through your body, so it becomes a much deeper body experience. So immediately, that's what happens.
Because, you know, when you're in the sexual act and you're starting to almost want to work on a manual, so you're like, okay, I know if I'm going to be in this position, I'm going to climax. You know, this is what I know. This is what is – it's good because, wow, it's been already 15 minutes. He's been working hard or she's been working hard. I can see she's not really in the mood or whatever. Instead of trying to resolve the problem or the issue or address it, speak about it in a very comfortable and convenient for communication, not in the act, of course, we actually go into this autopilot of contracted energy and very constructive as well, that we're like, okay, I know this, I know I'm going to come like this, and that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So we even like starting to move faster and faster because we recognize this specific, you know, pleasure route that we have been patterned. We patterned ourselves or whatever. And that is very limiting. So when we go through the unknown, many times when we go into the relaxation or into breath, there's a bit of a fear comes with it, or like, okay, what now? What am I going to do now? You know, like I'm more relaxed. I'm not going to come. And then comes this creativity that you need to actually let your body lead you, or let your, you know, let your partner lead you. It gives a lot of space.
So it really starts to make the experience much deeper, much more connected, much more intimate. And when you're relaxed, you also feel more. So the sensation, the physical sensation, is more intense.
Cool. I just wrote like the tip to get in the podcast page.
And what it does then as well is that because everything is kind of slower, and because you're feeling more, and this becomes interesting. In our sexual patterning, we're used to things happening in a certain way, which means we need a certain kind of physical stimulation. So most people are used to quite hard and fast stimulation to be able to have an orgasm, men and women, because that's the pattern.
Okay.
So I need to touch your clit really hard and really fast, and that's going to make you come. And the same thing for a man. I need to move really quickly, really fast, and that's going to get me there.
Yeah, that's what we
now,
think.
Now, the first couple of times people experience this, they say, well, actually, it doesn't feel like a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you're not used to.
100%.
So the stimulation of it is different. So often there's a little bit of an adaptation time before that wakes up. So you need to be a little bit patient with this.
Well, like in a lot of things,
when
you discover delicacies or very, you know, gentle abilities, even gentle motorics, you're like, okay, I can't really hold the pen like this, so I can't really do embroidery. Mm. And then slowly, you get into it.
Yeah. So that changes things enormously.
Okay.
And that on its own starts to make a huge difference to to sex. And that's how really easily you can
start experiencing something
and start
different.
Experiencing hot sex,
which a whole range of sensations is going to be released.
Yeah. And then it becomes this amazing exploration that literally is endless. So in a few easy steps, that's how you have hot sex.
When you had a masterclass with Valentina, Leo, Valentina, Mrs. Love, which is also a tantric teacher, amazing one. I remember I was listening most of the show because you guys were just on a different level of high. And she said such a beautiful thing. This energy is like a spiral, and it just, you know, like you usually give the example of building that fire. And our natural reaction is just to throw this out of our system.
Mm.
It's like to take this energy in spiral and just spit it out by coming and climaxing. And when you go into that heart space, it actually gives you a monitoring, or just you can facilitate that spiral energy.
Because you talk about spirals.
Okay.
Hmm.
Let's talk about spirals then.
No, that's all we're saying about spirals for now.
All right.
We will.
All right. So it's a tool to handle energy.
Mm.
I feel like your heart breath and your connection to your heart. Because many times you have these discussions like, baby, what happened? Why did you come? Or, you know, why did you lose interest? You know, when a man asks a woman, why did you lose interest? And she says, if she gets it, she'll say, I was in my head.
Yeah.
It's thinking about the laundry and about the kids or whatever, or my stresses at work.
So this really keeps you so much
more. And when you're in
present.
Your breath, you can't think of anything else.
Yeah. I have to read something.
Go for
it. And then we're going to come back to oral sex. And I'm going to share a really big secret with you.
Okay.
So The Equalizer 2. I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
Is there all sex? No, sorry.
No. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But there wasn't any sex in the first movie that I remember.
All right,
the Equalizer 2 was released in the US last month and hit number one at the box office.
Cool.
It's also the first movie sequel that Denzel Washington has ever done, and there's already talk of a third.
Hmm.
Denzel is reprising one of his signature roles as Robert McCall in The Equalizer 2, which hit cinemas on August the 24th. McCall serves an unflinching justice for the exploited and oppressed. But how far will he go when that is someone he loves? When his former agency boss and only friend is killed in an ordered hit, McCall leaps into action to avenge her death. To settle the score, he will have to face four highly experienced killers who have the same precision training as himself. The Equalizer 2 is an action thriller showcasing Denzel Washington at his best. CliffCentral.com and Sony Movie South Africa give you the chance to see the movie the day before release at an exclusive preview screening yesterday. Were you not able to join us? I wasn't, unfortunately. Well, don't worry. The movie hits cinemas today, August the 24th. You don't want to miss this one. Head over to CliffCentral.com for more details.
Awesome. I actually saw the commercial and I wanted to see it.
I saw the first one, so I definitely want to see the second
one. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And now oral sex.
Oral sex, okay.
Denzel, this one's for you.
Okay, so quick guide to oral sex.
Quick guide?
Take your time. Enjoy it. And you know what's really funny? We were watching, I love watching old movies and old series.
We know that.
And I was sitting with my daughter last night and we are watching The Sopranos again.
Awesome. Well, that's a classic.
It's a phenomenal series. It is really, really good. And there's the scene where this mafia boss is saying to his girlfriend, "You can't tell everybody that I love oral sex because they're going to think I'm weak and soft." And we had a real chuckle about that one. So,
every movie that you recommend eventually is a hit. So I think, classics is not a bad thing to watch over and over.
So, get comfortable.
My partner wants to kill me every time. I'm like, baby, you're not comfortable enough. I can see that in 10 minutes you're going to...
If you're not comfortable, you are not going to enjoy this. And if you're not comfortable, you cannot be present. Get comfortable. So think about this. If a woman is lying on her back and you are lying in between her legs, your neck is at quite an unnatural angle.
Yep.
Okay. Which means until you have really strong and flexible neck muscles, your time
or
there
your turtle
is going to be limited.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you change this? Really easy, actually. Put a cushion or a bolster or a couple of rolled up towels or something under her bum, and that lifts her hips slightly, and all of
a
sudden
look for a good picture.
Your head is at a more natural angle. So that's really, really simple. Okay. But then also understand that a lot of sex is about sensation, which means it's also about angles. And every time you change an angle or you change the position, you change the sensation. Now,
boom.
If, let's look at some possibilities.
I like that.
Okay. So she could be lying on her back, and if her knees are up against her chest, that changes the angle and the sensation for both of you. So from a comfort point of view, if a woman is doing that quite close to the edge of the bed, you could be kneeling on the floor, and immediately you can be more comfy. She could be standing up and you could be kneeling in front of her. And this can be a position of incredible power for a woman, because she can really grab your hair and grab your ears and pull your face into her.
We won't do it every time. I promise we won't. Just when it's really good.
But that can be a lot of fun.
It can. And you have like mark of war. You're like a bravery. Like, what happened, dude? Oh, you should
battle
see.
Scars.
You should see what I've done to her.
Yeah. And then if she is on her knees, on her hands and knees, and you are behind her, that also gives different angle, different sensation. Okay. Make sure that you can breathe. Because if you can't breathe, you're going to be uncomfortable and you don't want to be there. So as a general rule, oral sex with a blocked nose for a man or a woman is not such a good idea. Because you've got to be
snorkel?
Able to breathe.
Maybe a snorkel. Yeah,
like if you've got flu or block cough, yeah, not such a good idea.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay. Yeah. Then.
Focus on other things.
Then start really slowly. Keep lots of saliva in your mouth. It doesn't matter how wet she gets. Keep lots and lots of saliva in your mouth. Because that's going to make it more comfy for you and more comfy for her. So, start really slowly and lick up one outer lip. And then lick up the other side. And then do that again. And do that again. And do that again. There is...
And then you change.
Because... Why?
Because it really gets irritated. And we lose sensation. We actually lose sensation. All of us.
So if you do the same thing for too long, you lose the sensitivity, you lose the sensation, and you get bored. So you can always come back to something. Remember that. And then lick up the middle of her yoni just once. And stop for one breath. Now, this is really huge because when you stop, you're doing two things. You're doing a whole lot more, but two big things. The first one is when you stop, you have a moment for the sensation to actually spread. The second thing that happens is you're creating a moment of anticipation.
Well, and that is the key to so much.
As soon as that's there, which, by the way, I saw something on Facebook last night that 34 years, I don't know if it was today, but close to this time, the most famous anticipation word was released. 34 years ago, Rocky Horror was released.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I actually have it at home, so I think I need to watch it again in commemoration. So, that moment of anticipation is absolutely amazing. And then lick up the middle of her yoni again and stop and breathe.
Wow. I'm turned on just from listening to this.
Me too.
Good.
I want somebody
but
else.
Why do we feel like we have to do human doings just... Yeah. And you know, like, I lose the sensation. Yeah. I just lose it.
So enjoy it. Take your time. Relax.
You know what comes up in me when you speak, other than amazing arousal, which is a compliment. It's almost like there's a pulse. There's an erotic pulse in each and every one of us. Almost like a heartbeat, but an erotic beat. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will be one of my essential vocabulary words. Let's see. So it's like a sensual song. It's like a rhythm. And sometimes we're so busy. We're so not in love. We're not tuned with our body. We're so disconnected from that erotic beat. Takes time to relax into it. Relaxation, safetiness, slowness, and all those amazing things you keep an anticipation. Yeah. All these things are the keys to get back to that erotic or sensual beat.
I'm going to write something about this because you have no idea how important it is what you're saying.
That's how I feel
it's
myself.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, because I feel it in my body.
Powerful.
And then if you give space, this erotic, amazing heartbeat is coming up to the surface, and your partner will tune into that.
Yeah.
So, like many times, I say to York, I'm like, "Okay, now I can actually communicate. Wow, don't stop. Now hold it." And he starts to actually be in with me, and he's not anymore. There's no ego. It's like, why is she telling me? She's trying to control me, because he knows it comes from an authentic, genuine space of that riding that wave. Yeah. You know.
So you know what? I talk so much about how everything is energy,
and you do.
It's an amazing experience of energy, this, because your energies start to become in sync with each other. And in that energy space, so much happens. Now, one of the most important things that the heart breath in the beginning does is it starts to align that.
Yeah. I understand it. The penny dropped.
That's what it does. It starts to align your energies. So when you do some energy exercises, and there's something I've taught a couple of people this week in my practice that's been amazing for bringing couples into sync. It starts to create that rhythm, that beat of energy that you're pulsating in the same rhythm. And that erotic rhythm is phenomenal of where it can go. So you're so correct.
That's just, yeah, when you were speaking about that slowness, and it's like, why are we, it's such a key.
Yeah.
People say, no, I don't want to do slow. I want to do a lot of things. I want to touch her here. I want to, okay, so have sex for an hour or two or three. But this is a key.
Because you know what? Our world takes us away from that because of the goal.
Yeah.
That goal of orgasm. So let's go back to what you can be doing.
Yeah. So, okay, so the lips. Yeah. Also, a lot of women and men don't look at the lips and around the thighs, around the anus and around the lips. These are all extremely sensitive and actually even so potent. They're so potent for deeper pleasure because the clit is limited. Once you get overstimulated, you kind of burn out.
So everybody wants to get to the clit.
You're
right, and we're going to do – there's so much. I mean, we could talk for hours about this.
But I know.
People want to know about the clit, so let's get to the clit.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
But don't neglect the whole area of the thighs, the anus.
So once you've ran your tongue up the middle a few times, between her inner and outer lips is really important. Why? So how big do you think your clit is? Or her clit is. So most people say it's like the size of a pea or it's just 2 centimeters. I want you to think about icebergs and think about the fact that most of the iceberg is underneath the surface of the water. So from her clit, between the inner and outer lips are 2 really big nerve branches that end in really big nerve clusters that are amazing. So you make your tongue quite firm and pointy, and you lick up between the inner and outer lips and down the other side and around, and you do that a few times, and it really starts to stimulate things. And when you are going to touch her clit for the first time, do it so softly. Just touch with your tongue. And leave it there. Don't move. Just touch. And leave it there. And then take your tongue away. And just touch with your tongue again. And leave it there for a breath. And take it away. So what can you do with your tongue on her clit? You can make circles. You can make little circles around a bigger circle. You can go up and down. You can go across. Letters of the alphabet on her clit are amazing. And the ones that generally give the most sensation are M, W, and Z. But you can write a whole story with your tongue on her clit. Now, here are 2 things that start to make this very different. The first is, put your tongue on her clit. Make sure you have lots of saliva. Keep your mouth still. Keep your tongue still and move your head. So you have this constant sensation, but you're moving your head. So you can move your head around, up and down, circles, all sorts of patterns. Now, one of the biggest secrets to this is sucking, not licking.
That is a secret.
And that's a big thing, because a lot of guys, it's all about the licking.
That's true. And also the tongue gets tired after a while.
Yeah, so sucking. Suck a clit into your mouth just once. And let it go.
Are we discovering it's in the blowjob?
Yes.
It's a blowjob for women.
And suck it into your mouth and let it go. And then suck it into your mouth and hold it for a breath or two. And then let it go. And then suck a clit into your mouth and keep doing. Stretching
clit.
And that's amazing. And then keep her clit in your mouth. Use the suction of your lips to keep it there. And lick around the head of her clit with your tongue. And then let it go.
Are you going to do an oral DVD?
Yes.
Good.
I'm getting very turned on now.
That's good. That means you're in the moment. There is nothing. Look, what do we want as sexual beings? We want to be seen. We want to not to do something on auto. It's funny. We're all on auto. autopilot, and that's the opposite of being turned on. And sometimes you just want a good smack on your clit, like, you know, if you play fetish or you want to play with some hardcore stuff, you want to peg on your clit, you want, you know, you want to be spanked or whatever on the clit. But when you're into exploring deep sensations, there is such beauty when you actually make a big thing out of it, when you stop, when you, yes, make a celebration out of it. It's not just, let me know what I know to do. It's not autopilot. Forget about it. It's not what you're doing. It's what you haven't discovered yet.
Yes. So, I hope you have lots of pleasure with that. I'd love to hear what you experience with it. I have to read something else. Another advert. And then we are going to talk about...
Okay.
Communication.
Okay, so in the meantime, really, I'm going to take, while you're doing this, I'm going to take a few pictures of my second pussy in my hand with a few tips. So our listeners at least are going to have some fun with pussy pictures.
So what does it mean to be a man in today's world? There's a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. And I talk about this a lot. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of six podcasts, Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the three core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the four big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label, drink responsibly, and not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Available on the cliffcentral.com website. Okay.
Okay. That was was important, but we are back to lighter things as...
Because this is more important.
Clitoris pleasure.
Pussies are the meaning of life. Come on.
I don't know. For some, I think for, you know, gay, wonderful people, they think maybe, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. But for people that are interested in woman's pleasure, I must say, nail it, and you really, your woman will never leave you.
Okay. Never. Communication is...
Oh, damn it, yeah.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes. Get your mind out your pants and a little bit more
a bit above
northwards.
Yeah.
Okay. So communication is so important during sex. It's a really good idea to have a couple of sessions where you actually just experiment and you ask your partner what she enjoys. So here is John T. and Tamar's guide to sexual communication.
Do you want to demonstrate, John T.? Oh, we're communicating.
We're talking.
Ah, but it's not really talking. So it's like, look, you didn't do it good and I didn't like it. And yeah.
So first thing is, make your communication positive.
Yeah. Doing?
I love it. No, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I really enjoy it when you touch me. I'd like it more if you did this. And if something is really irritating or frustrating or you don't enjoy it, you need to say it and your partner needs to be able to hear it. Because remember this. We don't often think that communication has an intention. Okay. If your communication is, if the intention of your communication is for you both to have more pleasure, then put ego and all the other bullshit aside and focus on having more pleasure, which means shut up and listen to her. Okay. The easiest way to communicate is to ask questions that have a yes or no for an answer. Is this good? Mm. A little bit harder. Mm-mm. A little bit faster. Mm-mm. A little bit slower. Mm. Good. You've learned something. There are 9 magic words to communication. I used to think there were 8 and somebody added a couple of weeks ago at a talk, which I thought was really cool. Because I think the talks that I did in Middleburg, which was really fantastic. So thank you. The 8 magic words are harder, faster, slower, softer, left, right, up, down, deeper.
Ah.
I see.
Janti.
We have listened to Tom Chi, who says, knowledge is the enemy of learning.
That's true.
I know stuff. I learn stuff. Now I know more stuff, and I learn more stuff.
It's a three-dimensional experience, so yes. It can be in and out as well.
So there are two basic ways to communicate about sex in terms of sensation. The first is driven by the receiver, which means if you are touching me in some way, I am going to guide you on what I would like you to do and how I would like you to touch me. The second is driven by the giver, which means I'm going to do something and I'm going to ask you how you're enjoying that. What would you like me to do differently? And it doesn't matter whichever way you do it, because sometimes it becomes a little bit of both. And it becomes this amazingly beautiful conversation. But in that, you're going to start to have really expanded pleasure.
When you said put bullshit aside, it hits me in a place. I'm a person who always, I was always scared of what, to communicate properly what I really desire, to be in tune with my body, to be in tune with my heart. First of all, I want to reflect the person in front of me. And it really hit me hard when I was thinking exactly what you said. Why do people stay together? And when they need to separate, they need to separate. But how much of partnerships are authentic? How many partnerships right now in the world are actually because we want to, because whoever lives next to us is the person that we feel that we really, really, really enjoy flourishing next to, and not we need something from him or her. So I'm inviting you to ask yourself, if you don't have good sex or you're not having an amazing communication, just maybe ask yourself before you're trying to force it on, what is happening in your relationship? Why are you with that person? Maybe something in the root is also needs to be examined or just looked at, because many times we want to tick boxes. I want to have good relationships, good kids, great money, a lot of friends, and good sex. And maybe the person next to me is just to serve all these purposes, and it's not really a person I appreciate or honor their journey.
You know, I've written a lot about this in the past week or so, and it's very much saying that if you choose to live from your heart, you are going to make some very different choices in life, because you're going to choose a life that reflects that. And a lot of what you've spoken about there in terms of the values or what we've been conditioned to think is important might not be as important as you think it is when you get in touch with your heart. And if you wake up in the morning and you think, what is this life that I am going to create that is going to be a life of happiness for me? What are the choices that I'm going to make in that? What is the relationship that I would like to have, the work that I would like to do? And that changes an enormous amount. And I'm actually going to find something that I wrote recently that I would like to share that is about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to it because
I'm writing it on the podcast page. Okay. So just do you remember the name of the article? No.
This might be it. It's called A Heart Life.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. So it's called A Heart Life.
Do you want to give us one paragraph?
So, I will read it in a few minutes.
Cool.
Okay.
Does woman pleasure threatens you, Dave Levinson? That is our new tweet. Does woman pleasure threatens you, Dave Levinson?
Yeah, and I think
Levinson.
For a lot of men that is a threatening thing. So, you know, the interesting thing is when there's so much that we've spoken about this morning, there is so much that has its own conversation and its own show, and it's absolutely beautiful to come back to so many of these things. And there is just in this the most enormous power and possibility.
And then there was the U spot.
And then there was the U spot. And then she orgasmed.
And then she orgasmed because the U spot. Okay, the U spot is really, really good.
So we have to talk. We have to tell people about you. You started this, so you are going to find it. No, you, Tamar,
started
this.
What? Okay.
Okay, you that's started amazing. This. So
yeah?
We did a show. It was about erotic stories or erotic writing.
And then she orgasmed.
And you're going to find that show and you're going to put it on the, and you're going to put it up as a resource because you started it.
All right, darling.
I have no idea where it is.
Let's communicate about
but
it.
You're going to find it.
Okay, lovely. I actually remember it. It was with Lisa. It was with Lisa.
So you're going to find that.
I'm going to find it.
Okay.
And then there was two actually of erotic poetry.
Yes.
We did it and I'll find it.
It's going to be on the
podcast U-spot. Page. Okay.
The U spot is around the urethra. What does that mean? That's where wee comes out.
Yep.
So it's between your clit and yoni opening. So for some women, that's quite narrow. Sometimes it's a little bit wider. And if you push there and you feel a bone just behind where you're pushing, you know that you're in the right place. And the biggest concentration of nerves in the U spot are in an upside down U. So you can stimulate that with your finger, you can stimulate that with your tongue, and it all feels absolutely amazing and wonderful and incredible.
It's really under the kind of end of the clit, and it's such a powerful, and it's before the entrance, it's actually above the G-spot, basically.
Yeah. So there's something that we need to add to this, and it's actually the outside stimulation point for the G-spot.
And it's so powerful. It's intense.
So this is what we need to add, which is really important. And I'm going to make a very general statement about a lot of men.
Okay,
they do something with one woman once. With one woman once. And they think, this is it. Now
nailed
I know.
It. Yep.
Okay. Every woman is different and every woman every day is different. So what you think works today does not necessarily work tomorrow.
Basically,
and what feels good now may not feel good in 5 minutes. That's really important to understand. Okay. We're going to talk lots more about women's pleasure. So please visit eroslife.co.za. There's lots of stuff there. Visit us on Twitter.
Are we finished?
Twitter, almost.
Oh, goodness. So let's. What about the G-spot, the A-spot? I'm sure. I don't know what to do.
I think people have got kind of some really cool things to do.
Okay.
So we will come back to this. No question.
Okay.
Somewhere, I have a video clip. I think it's on our YouTube site about how to find the G-spot.
That's true.
We'll put it up as the resources for the show. So I look forward to seeing you in Cape Town. I look forward to next week. I look forward to the next breath of life.
Do we have, you said you have water flow.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday, water flow in Joburg
in
2 weeks' time in Cape Town. So the Cape Town dates are the 11th of September.
Mm-hmm.
It's a workshop. I'm going to give you 6 exercises to help you heal and connect with your sensuality.
Amazing.
So you're going to learn 2 months worth of stuff in one evening for you to go and do on your own. On Wednesday, the 12th of September, is heart-centered sexuality. So we're going to talk a little bit about what we've spoken about this morning, how to have amazing sex from every different aspect. On Thursday, the 13th in Cape Town, is water flow massage. And that's awesome.
You started saying about porno.
Pornocchio.
Pornocchio.
Pornocchio. Pornocchio is somebody who lies about their porn watching habits.
So it's like, no, of course I don't. No, I did something else. I watched shark porn. That's from France. That's awesome. So it's like somebody that says that he doesn't watch porn?
Or what it is that they watch.
Okay.
One of the two. That's
I'm really, really, really great. It's really great to be back. And I'm so grateful that we can take off our clothes soon.
2 weeks' time.
All right.
Good. So, this is a heart life.
Go for it.
I don't want to do shallow. I don't want to do mediocre. And then it came to me. Live from your heart and you never will. It's just a jump to the left and a step to the right. Put your hands on your heart and breathe in and breathe out. And when I put my hand in yours when we walk, which is a pretty normal, even unconscious thing to do, I'll take a breath and touch your hand from my heart. And in a moment, something more is there in just one breath. And before I get in the car in the morning, I look at the sky, look at the light, look at what's around me, and take a breath, and I'll ask life, how can I live a little, just a little more from my heart? and then carry on with the day. And in the day, whatever I'm doing, I'll stop every now and then, even in a meeting, even in the shops, even with the kids, and I'll breathe. I'll breathe into my heart. And before I take a sip of that morning coffee or lunch or dinner or apple or chocolate, and make sure it's good quality dark chocolate, I'll take a breath, one breath, and I'll feel it in my heart. And when I'm going to touch you, when I'm going to kiss you, when we're going to make love, even if it's a quickie because it's late and we're tired, and we don't have time for an hour of sensual touch, I'll take a breath and put it in my heart, and I'll take another breath and I'll breathe it to you. And when I think about myself, when I think about my life, when I think about what I'd like that to be, I'll take a breath, maybe a few, and I'll put my hand on my heart and I'll ask, if I loved myself, how would I live? What would I do? And every day, every single day, with a moment, and then more moments of touching my heart to connect me and a breath, and then a few more breaths to take me deeper, I'll see how my life will change, and I'll see how it could be a heart life. We wish you all so much pleasure.
Mwah.
This is CliffCentral.com.